Well, the pride of Longmont, Colorado, coming to Nebraska. How did that happen, coming to McCook Community College?
I actually have been coming here like my whole life. Like, I have friends and family that have lived here that I've gotten to know from drag racing. So it was kind of just like a right option. Like, it already felt like home before I even got here. And Coach Kobza really like made it feel more like home. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I could actually improve more here than I could any other college.
All right, drag racing. Let's explain this. Is that a kind of a hobby or a love? Talk about that.
I'd say it's like kind of both, like a hobby and a love. I've been racing since I was like 7 years old. So I started in small cars and I went up to bigger cars. And then I started circle track racing, actually. So pavement and dirt. I did both of those during COVID year. So I got really good and then I had to stop. And I've still will continue drag racing throughout college and everything. Like my whole life, I'll continue drag racing.
So have you... Like this summer, did you do a lot of racing?
I didn't do a lot this summer just because I was preparing to go to college. So I think I'll start it up again after the season's over and I'll start drag racing again, hopefully.
Does Coach Kobza know you're a drag racer?
She does, yeah.
Did she say, please, don't do it in season, please?
I mean, she didn't really say no, so I could, but I'll keep it till after season's over.
Is this a family type of deal? Like, other members of the family do this too?
Yeah, me, my dad, and my sister actually all drag race, like, collectively. But it's mainly just me and my dad. It's, like, a thing that we both do.
Cool. So drag racing and volleyball, your favorite things to do, right?
Basically, drag racing and volleyball is all I do.
Yeah. And how's the first week of practice? I mean, it's been a grind with a boot camp for Coach Kobza. It's been kind of tough, hasn't it?
Oh, man, it's been tough. I am never been more sore in my life, I will tell you that.
That soreness will go away by next week. You'll be fit as a fiddle, won't you?
Oh, yeah. If I'm not as fit as a fiddle, I'm leaving.
Right. Pumped up, ready to go for a college season. How'd you do in your high school year last year?
We did pretty bad, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, I still got to go to college for volleyball. Like, it was, like, a really good thing. I mean, I haven't been playing volleyball for that long, but I'd say, like, last year was, like, a pretty good season for me, at least.
So it paid off, and no question, MCC came a call, and it's like, yes, I want to try this and continue my career.
Yep, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Studies, what are you going to do?
I am going to be a psychology major, so I'm trying to become a mental health counselor.
All right. So I got to go back to drag racing one more time. Is this something you're going to continue and feel like, hey, from years on out?
I would probably continue drag racing. Like, it's not like a hard thing to do. Like, you just load the trailer up and you go. Like, so I'll probably continue on after college, like, and into my adult years.
Pretty good group of girls. I mean, you got a chance to know them here for a couple of days now. A pretty good group to be around.
Oh, yeah. I love all the girls here. They're all so amazing, and they all have their own different personalities, but we all blend really well together.